That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable. We can work on our timing later, but today is a very fun episode of this podcast because we have meshed all of the Kid Nation podcasts together for one super podcast that I'm just claiming is a That's Debatable. First up, from Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, we have Amy and Lacey. What's up, ladies?
Hello.
One half of Shut Up, we have Nick Adams.
Hello.
I purposely excluded Justin from this.
Can I go back for just a second?
Sure.
Amy and Lacey, I would like y'all to introduce each other. An on-the-spot introduction.
On the spot.
You see, they're battling each other to see who can introduce themselves the best.
I like this, Nick.
So, let's hear it.
And with me today is my beautiful Bessie. She has a heart of gold, and she is just as cold on the outside as she is in. Her name is?
Amy Nichols.
I don't know if that really made sense.
I was trying to think of something myself. I didn't really listen. I have nothing. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll work on it.
She thinks I'm pretty. I'll just do it for her.
I want to throw another twist into this. Since you're on That's Debatable, what if y'all make up an intro for me on the spot?
Lacey. He's the weirdo in the office. He walks around lurking in front of everybody. I don't know. I'm losing it.
Nailed it. And we've also got Anna from Channel Surfing.
Hello.
She watches all the TV and makes sure that you know what's worth watching and what's not worth watching, right?
Correct.
What's not worth watching? I feel like you like everything.
Riverdale.
She does not. She absolutely does not.
No?
The thing is that I'll get through a whole series and then realize that I hated it.
Like the last one was?
I think I told you guys about Famous in Love.
Mm-hmm.
Bella Thorne. But I watched the entire thing and hated the whole thing. Yeah.
But she'll set it up, though, and she's like, I've been watching this thing, and she'll tell us all about it. And then at the very end, she's like, total waste of time. I hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Got
the whole thing.
Who's in the lead in the intro off? And how are y'all judging that?
She's cheating and she's winning. Lacey is cheating and winning.
Perfect.
Yeah. Twitter loves me more.
On Shut Up, Nick, are y'all doing any kind of competitions or y'all just argue back and forth each episode, something new?
Yeah, no, we're not really competing on that much.
I've been listening.
Justin tries to see how many times I'll bleep him in an episode. We just recorded one and there was a lot. I'm not happy about it.
All are great podcasts. I'm glad that y'all are with me today. We all work for the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And the other day, they were talking about what the best rom-com is because Matthew McConaughey was on one of the late-night talk shows, and he had this to say.
You got to bounce along the clouds in romantic comedies. I mean, you can't love as hard, get mad as hard, hate as hard, or laugh as hard in those things. You just bounce along the clouds. Now, in a drama, you hang your hat on humanity at every single turn. You sit there and go, how do I feel about that? You can go hard. The ceiling is higher and the basement's lower in the drama. So in a rom-com, you're just kind of skirting across the top. It's all Saturdays on a rom-com.
Oh, I can see that.
Okay?
I can see that.
And I'm saying, you know, our drama's more Monday morning, absolutely, but they're a whole lot more honest. So I didn't make that sound that hard.
He likes working on rom-coms more than he likes working on dramas. That then spurred the conversation of what is the best rom-com movie out there. So I thought we could all debate that. All four of us have seen quite a few rom-coms, I'm sure. So I thought we would start with Amy. What's your favorite rom-com?
I love Lars and the Real Girl with Ryan Gosling. It's dark comedy.
Has anyone seen that movie?
Has no one seen it?
I haven't.
Nope.
I think, Anna, have you seen it? I saw you move.
I think I saw it, but like not enough to like quote it or anything.
Give me a premise.
Okay, so he is an odd, maybe on the scale of autistic, and he falls in love with a mannequin, and it helps him break into the community and be involved. And it's crazy because it's not just like a love story between him and the mannequin, but it's a love story between him in the community because he's able to be more confident and the community accepts him for being a weirdo and falling in love with the mannequin. It's great. It's fantastic.
So does the mannequin love him back?
No, it's not real.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
I don't even know how to debate that, but I just know you're wrong.
No.
That does sound awful. Yeah. Anna, have you seen the movie?
Like, I think maybe, like, a while ago.
What is wrong with you people?
What kind of mannequin was it? Because there's a lot of different types. There's some that don't have, like, hands. They just, like, they have their wrists cut off.
It's been a while, but I think he ordered a sex doll.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. and like dressed it and carries it around.
So it wasn't like in the clothing store where it's the faceless mannequin.
Yeah. No. I don't think so.
There's no head.
I don't think so. It's been a while.
Okay, yeah, you lose. You automatically get last
no,
place.
No, it is so good.
Amy? Lacey?
Hi,
you're
my
up.
Name's Lacey. Well, I want to give you my top two favorite.
Perfect.
Because they kind of go together. 50 First Dates and The Vow. And I never made the connection until I showed them back to back to my mother-in-law. And she was like, so you really like people with head injuries? Because both of them, they have severe head injuries and they forget that they're in love. So on 50 First Dates, she has to wake up every day and Adam Sandler has to remind her that she's in love with him and win her over every single day. And then in The Vow, she gets in a bad car wreck, doesn't remember her husband, but they end up getting back together in the end. And it is so great. Worst romantic of all time.
Lars and the Real Girl.
That's gonna be second.
Stop. It's so good.
I absolutely hate The Notebook.
No.
I cannot stand The Notebook.
You're crazy.
That was such a bad movie. I sat through the entire movie waiting for it to get good just for the ending. It was so bad.
Is that just because it was already super hyped up though? Because like everyone's obsessed with it?
Yeah. I mean, I saw it right whenever it came out and everybody was so happy about it. But that's the wrong kind of brain injury. That's the I'm never going to remember you again. Mm-hmm. I don't like that kind.
But they die together.
I didn't like it.
That is the way all love stories should go is they die in each other's arms at the end of their long, loving life.
Did you know that they died? Because I know that you have a history of not knowing that people die in movies, like Titanic.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Rose died at the end of Titanic. I thought that she went to sleep. Old people take a nap. Like, I don't think that that's too weird. I did not realize that she died until, like, last year, and it broke my world.
Jack died.
I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
I'll never
sure.
let you go, and then she let him go.
He did not come out of the water.
I thought he was just, like, scuba diving. That's what... Lacey... Do you want to tell the other movie that you didn't really quite understand, The Martian? It's not a rom-com, but
yeah.
Okay, so we were all talking about The Martian, and Lacey ends up saying, wait, isn't that based on a real story?
Because I thought I saw a movie poster that said based on a real story. That's the only reason why. And then my husband paused the movie and was like, are you blanking kidding me? And then he realized I was serious. So then he has to lower his tone and be like, no, sweetie. And talk to me like I'm an idiot, which I guess I deserve that.
You're a pretty well-read person, though. That's what worries me.
Well, you know what? I have a hard enough time trying to keep up with the news of the world, much less the universe. Like,
right.
I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just way too much.
I like 50 First Dates. Never saw The Vow, but 50 First Dates is a pretty good one.
It's really good. So is The Wedding Singer, if we're going to talk Adam Sandler.
I was going to say that one. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. I love The Wedding Singer.
Never saw that Adam Sandler movie either.
I have it on DVD. Would you like to borrow it?
Yes, please.
Is it Blu-ray?
False.
I don't have it anymore. I think I sold it.
Well, I'd have to borrow your DVD player as well.
Dang it. No one has DVDs.
I do. I have lots of DVDs.
Don't you have VHS too?
I do, but I don't have a VCR anymore.
When Adam Sandler is singing to Drew Barrymore on the airplane. Yes.
What does he sing again?
He sings, I don't remember, but he's singing about holding the remote control.
Yeah.
It's the best song in a romantic comedy ever. That was on my list of things.
That's debatable. Best song from a romantic comedy? Anybody
have
one?
I don't know if there's a lot of singing. I mean, the Dirty Dancing song is really good.
Yeah.
Does it have to be like they sing it like in the movie, or are you talking like soundtrack?
Yeah, well, my personal favorite is both. It's on the soundtrack and she sings it in the movie. And nailed it. Why is no one clapping? No one is clapping. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's not a romantic comedy.
Oh, you're right.
The Bodyguard's not a comedy. If we're really going to nitpick.
No, you're not nitpicking.
It's a song from a movie.
It's
yeah,
a romantic
right.
movie.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot
just
of.
Just like I don't think The Notebook is a romantic comedy.
It's just like a romantic
I think it's just
movie.
A drama.
Well, I do have some other.
The Wedding Singer. I think The Wedding Singer is a romantic comedy. My favorite romantic comedy would be My Best Friend's Wedding. I love that movie.
That's such a good one.
Did I just throw off everyone's list?
Well, I'm just wondering, does it have to be a comedy?
I have romance movies.
Yeah.
The majority of my list is rom-coms just by default.
Gotcha.
I just said, whatever. We're still going to talk about it. It's still a good conversation. Okay. But yeah, you're right. This whole premise is botched.
No, I love it.
Nick, shut up.
I love it.
I was just saying.
Oh, okay. So, Wedding Singer is yours.
Wedding
Nick,
Singer and my best friend's wedding. Those are...
So you got a wedding theme going.
I guess so.
Anna, do you have one?
Yeah. Well, I made a whole list because it was like I thought of one, then I thought of another, then I thought of another. But when I think like my all-time favorite romantic comedy is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, that's a good one.
My boy Matthew McConaughey, who was featured on this clip and stuff. It's him and Kate Hudson. And they're like, oh, have you guys seen it?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. It's one of my absolute favorites. I think like even the poster of it, I think is perfect.
It is.
The yellow dress. You can't lose something you never had. Oh, iconic. Absolutely iconic.
Plus two beautiful people.
Beautiful people that are just both so good. And the premise of the story is fantastic. I have it on DVD, but I don't have a DVD player. Like, I love it. But so that's my, like, all-time. And then I started thinking, like, okay, like, more current. And I know you saw it, Trey, but I loved The Big Sick.
Me
And
too.
I have been recommending it to everyone. I almost went to see it again the next day by myself. Because
it's
I loved it
so good.
So,
has
so,
everybody,
so
anybody
no,
else seen The Big Sick in
it.
Here?
No. You gotta see it.
It's unlike
so good.
Any other romantic comedy you've ever seen. It's probably more based in comedy than it is in rom. More in the com than the rom. Mm-hmm. And so it's about a girl that goes into like a coma, and the boyfriend has to deal with her parents. And like he's never met their parents before. That's his first encounter is in the hospital. So
brain injuries, I'd love it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's right up your alley.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And it's like it's an interesting sense of humor. Like not like you're like. I don't even know how to explain it. I was quoting the movie to my best friend before the movie was even over. Like during the movie, we'd turn to each other and like quote like something that happened earlier because like that's how. Oh my god, it was just so good. And it's based on their real life story. And Judd Apatow like is the executive producer. It's just all around. It's phenomenal.
Did you cry?
I did cry.
No.
But I cry in everything, so it really doesn't say much.
Tear up, get a little misty, or cry.
No, got it like misty.
Okay.
What was the last movie you cried in, Nick?
I don't know. I can't. There was something recently. You'll have to get back to me. There was something where I was like, oh, my wife doesn't see this. Get back to me. I don't remember.
I got one.
I was going to say, Lacey, you probably don't have one.
Well,
I thought you were dead inside.
I am. I have zero emotions except for whenever it comes to TV and movies. For some reason, that gets me. That's my one trigger that'll make me cry. You can tell me something horribly sad and I'm just like, that sucks. But then I'll watch a movie and just cry. So on my way home from Disney, I'm flying in from Florida. I watched The Lion. And I just cried like a little baby, and then I'm ordering drinks, and I'm like, I hope they don't think that I'm just like drunk crying, that they can't see that I'm watching this movie, and that's what's making me cry. But then to make it even worse, every time I'd start bawling, I'd just glare at my husband, Jeremy, just so he could see the pain in my eyes, because he wasn't watching this movie. I wanted him to watch it, and I wanted him to know how affected I was by it. It was so great.
Do you think he would cry?
No. He usually doesn't cry.
Amy, did you cry in any movie recently?
Actually, it was Lion also. It just showed up on Netflix, so I just recently watched it. Gotcha. I was not on the plane with Lacey.
I bawled in Lion. Yeah. I had to like sit through the entire credits like in the theater. Like I couldn't get up. I was just so, oh my gosh.
I remember when I cried at.
Okay, good.
I'm going to be hashtag white girl right now. I had already seen this movie, but then I watched it with my wife a few weekends ago. La La Land.
Still
I really
haven't
did.
Seen
Such
it.
Such a great movie.
So good. Can I spoil it?
No.
They sing and they dance.
Well, okay, it's the very end. The very end gets really suspenseful. They have a song and stuff. And I knew it was going to happen. But so I was like, I love the movie. And I was watching it with my wife. And I was like, oh, what is she going to like it? And so it's just intense. And it's made so well. And I remember there was like 5 minutes where I didn't breathe. I was just watching it, and I'd look at her, and then I'd watch it.
That's a long time.
And I'd look at her, and they were singing. Stuff happens in the movie, and I remember I kind of had to look away for a second.
Was it her first time seeing it?
Yeah, and she thought, you know, it was fine. Although, rewatching it for like a second time, they sing this song way too much in the movie. This song's in it too much.
Every version they could make of it. I'm sure there wasn't a heavy metal version.
But it's really good. It's so good. It should have really won Best Picture. We all know it should have, but that's a different debatable. That's a different debatable.
Nick, I'm like you. I am a spoiler in that sense because if I watch a movie before my husband and I know what's going to come up, then I'll just start crying right before the big scene. And he looks at me and he's like, oh gosh, I guess something's going to happen. Like a whole blubber tears over here.
Give him the old warning.
Yeah.
Okay. Another time where I was like about to cry, but my wife ruined my cry. Was we were watching Toy Story 3 in the movie theater. In the very end, can I spoil this?
I've seen it. Go ahead.
In the very end, when Andy drops his toys off to the other like little kid, it was the whole theater was packed and everyone was getting misty. And my wife just started laughing. She thought it was funny, and it kind of just took me out of the moment.
I gotta say, it's hard not to cry in Pixar movies.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's their whole goal.
Nemo, I cried in like everything.
Romantic movie I want to see, Up in the Air. I've heard that that's supposed to be really good. Or is it just Up?
Well, Up's the animated movie. Up in the Air is with Clooney and Anna Kendrick.
Okay, no. Then Up, the one with all the balloons.
Yeah,
that's actually the back of my phone, and I didn't know it. And I was out at brunch with girlfriends that do not have kids. They don't have kids. And my phone's sitting out, and they were like, oh, you really like that movie Up? Me too. And I'm like, why are you even watching that? You don't have children. But yeah, so I want to watch that movie.
So did you buy that phone case just because like you thought it was
I thought
cute?
It looked cool. Yeah. Bunch of balloons on a house. Wow. I'm in.
You know, it is a good choice. It is a great movie. You should watch it.
Yeah.
You'll cry in the first, like, 15 minutes.
The last movie I cried in was Jurassic World. At the very end, when the T-Rex roars over the Taken Island, I got a little teary-eyed. One tear rolled down my cheek. He had just defeated his biochemically made nemesis in Indominus Rex, and he teamed up with his arch enemy. He teamed up with his arch enemy, the Velociraptor, to take that island back over. And if that is not a story of triumph over adversity, I don't know what is. It was amazing. Thank you, Chris Pratt. My favorite romantic comedy.
Yes, what's yours, Trey? You've been asking all of us.
I really like 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, my God.
Good one.
That is full-on rom-com for sure.
And teen movie.
A great teen movie. It's so quotable to me. And a lot of the stuff that they say is not particularly like family friendly. I just love when they draw the anatomy on the guy's face. That's great.
Always funny.
I cried in that too.
What was the song Heath Ledger sang in that, Trey? Do you remember? Since you're on a singing thing.
It's not Janie's Got a Gun. That's dumb.
No.
Then that was in the spoof.
Well,
that's what
that was
thinking.
In the spoof.
Okay.
That was in the spoof.
So it would be...
on the bleachers, that scene?
Yeah, he's on the bleachers. She's at soccer practice on the field. Heath Ledger, first big movie. He gets the microphone of the PA system and sings to... what's her name?
Katniss?
What's her name in real
life? Oh, Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles, yeah. Kat.
Kat.
Yeah.
And the, Cat. That's what the guidance counselor says. The song, is, it's not, I want to say I Got You, Babe. I know that's not it either. Oh. What is it, Nick?
I love you, baby. That song.
And my other romantic comedy that I love is Five Will Goes West.
Yes.
Because when Tiger and Miss Kitty finally get together, that's how you really want to feel about somebody in real life. They think I'm their tiger god.
Is that what your girlfriend calls you?
That's right, it is. That's debatable. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys joining me. It was a little off the rails since, you know, the host had no idea what rom-com meant, apparently. What a moron. But I really appreciate you guys. Thank you, Amy, Lacey. Please go listen to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Nick, thank you so much. Make sure to go listen to everybody's favorite, Shut Up. It's with Justin. They're hilarious. And, of course, Channel Surfing is the new up-and-coming podcast talking all about TV and movies. Yes, Nick has his hand up.
Well, I know you are trying to wrap the show up. Can I hijack it?
Please do.
Well, so I started thinking about romantic movies, and then I started thinking about best couples. So I wrote down a list of my favorite couples.
Oh, wow. Good. You are on top of it. You're much better at this hosting thing than I am.
So how does everyone?
I'm a steal.
Okay.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Are we talking
in what
about
movie?
Like, real life couples?
Okay, yeah. I was talking about movie couples.
Oh, boo me.
But never that's
mind,
a good
I'm
one
sorry.
In real life.
What are your criteria? What's the criteria based on?
Just couples in movies that are, you know, in love and stuff.
My immediate thought went to the couple in A Walk to Remember.
Yeah, it's a good one.
He did so much for her.
Yeah.
And they fell in love, even though she told him not to. I don't know. That's just a tearjerker.
So it's not based on...
just a movie couple.
Okay,
best
so
movie couples
like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are in Green Lantern together, but that's such a terrible movie. That
yeah,
can't
I don't know if that would
count.
Yeah, like I had, of course, you have Noah and Allie. That's from
Classic.
The Notebook. Some of my this isn't movie; these are TV couples. But I love Marshall and Lily.
Yes,
from How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also
exactly
love not. Ted and Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
No.
Debatable.
Mm, yeah.
Debatable.
What? That's the whole show. You want them to get together.
I did not want them together at
why?
All. The entire
show. The whole show. Ted was working back to get to Robin.
He can't whine
he?
About wanting
know.
This whole long list of crap in a woman and then have
and then
her,
he settles.
And then it's 50 years later and my wife is dead, so I'm going to go back and settle with a chick that I've been
just
complaining about.
Just skip over
forever.
The whole death
spoiler,
part.
Another TV, Jim and Pam.
Oh, yes. That's a good,
no!
one.
Really good.
Classic. That's a you don't like Jim and
no,
Pam?
No, you love The Office. They're what? A great couple.
Why are they?
Well, you want Pam and the warehouse worker?
I broke my headphones. Listen, I understand.
Jim and Pam.
Give me a second to fix my
he
headphones.
He dated the girl at the other branch for a little bit.
How can you debate then, that they're not a good couple?
Yeah.
Okay. There's the whole Office thing is flawed because Jim is hitting on the lady who is engaged to be married. He stole someone's fiance, and he's
love
the
is
hero.
Love.
And he is the hero in that.
Noah hits on Allie when she's married and engaged and all that stuff in The Notebook.
It's
they're a
not,
great couple.
I,
Jack and Rose from Titanic, she's getting married to Billy Zane,
I don't
who gave her
it.
A big necklace.
My I'm not supporting wedding. These comedies.
Well.
Trey has a heart now that he's in a relationship.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's the next couple?
I have a couple.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember My Girl, Macaulay Culkin yes. and Veda?
Thomas J. and Veda?
I love that couple.
Another,
so
another
sweet.
Movie I cried
and
in.
Then Gone with the Wind. I love movies that end badly. Okay. So My Girl and then Gone with the Wind, Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara. They were never on the same page. They loved each other, but at different times. Mm-hmm. So great.
What about Baby and Johnny? Anyone like Dirty Dancing? Anyone?
The original or the remake?
The original. The original. I've never seen the whole movie. I just like the dance at the end. That's why I think they're a great couple.
Yeah.
They dance
okay.
well together.
I mean, it's a very popular movie.
Mm-hmm.
How about Lucy and Ricky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original American couple. I really well, I guess one of them was American. One of them was Cuban.
Mm-hmm. One of them's a communist.
That's right.
Well, did you know that they were the first couple to ever be shown sleeping in the same bed together on television?
I did know that.
I didn't make it that deep into the TV series. Mm-hmm. Like, I cut it off when they go out and live in the country. Stop watching. I only watch the episodes when they're living in New York.
I don't remember that part of the show.
What other couples do you have?
I have
Carrie
Woody
and
Bo Peep.
Well, actually, I like Carrie and Aiden.
I'm going to go ahead and turn your mic off.
Carrie and Aiden.
That's
they
a very popular
favorite.
Couple.
Yeah.
Wait, Big is Big Aiden? Who's
Big's
Big?
The one that she ended up with in the
right.
end. Aiden was the first guy that she was engaged to, but they ended up separating.
Which one's the guy from My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Aiden.
Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How did Mr. Big get his name?
Gotta watch
that's big money.
I honestly
big money.
Don't. Is it big money? I really don't know. I assumed
right?
it was. I assumed
I
it was dirty.
I don't think they say. Yeah, I think they allude to something else.
Woody and Bo Peep.
What?
Oh yeah,
a new Trey would
that
like that one.
That is so good. I've got
Toy
coming,
Story
coming up on a very soon. What's coming up on
coming up on a
coming up on a future that's debatable.
Oh,
I will be talking about Toy Story and my love of Toy Story and how that is going to have to subside since I'm moving in with my girlfriend. But that's
are
for
you
a
taking
later
the poster?
Episode. You'll have to listen to the next That's Debatable.
<All right.
laughs> Okay, continue on.
Forrest
with
and Jenny?
No.
Yes!
Yeah.
Listen,
that's one of the best movies of all time.
Which
it's
ends
a little
badly.
Weird.
I don't know if it ends badly. They
she
have
does,
a kid
she
together.
Dies.
She dies. Didn't she have AIDS or something? She dies.
Yeah. That's bad.
But they have a kid together. They have this beautiful kid together. Haley Joel Osment.
But she died of AIDS and not suicide, so that's sweet.
That's right. Forrest always loved her. Jenny went out and lived her life and came back. She said, you know what? I do love him.
Jenny.
She needed a baby daddy.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it weird, though, to be like, yeah, sure, I'll sleep with this guy that has just barely enough IQ points to have average IQ? Isn't that weird?
I don't know.
Like, because if you're sleeping with somebody that has like 69 IQ points, that makes them mentally handicapped.
Okay.
If you're sleeping with somebody with 71 IQ points, does that make it okay?
I don't know.
But they loved each other.
Yeah, they loved each other.
It's better than a mannequin.
You saying someone with a low IQ can't love someone?
Yeah. He may not be a smart man, Trey, but he knows what love is.
Love knows no numbers.
Let's just make this a thought experiment for people listening. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Hit me up. debate_that on Twitter.
A rom-com that I absolutely hated, which I think most people loved, was 500 Days of Summer.
That was a good movie.
I forgot about that. Oh, my God. I hated it. I almost walked out.
And at the very end, he meets the new girl. Spoiler. And what's her name?
Autumn?
Autumn.
Come on.
It's perfect.
I know.
Because her name was Summer.
So when you were talking about couples, that immediately was like a couple I hated was in 500.
Oh, no. That was a good one.
Personally.
One of my favorites is The Breakup.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. And it's Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Jason Bateman's in it. You got me three lemons. My baby wants lemons. My baby gets lemons. Mm-hmm.
How's everyone feel about Troy and Gabriella?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Classic. I'm a fan.
Classic.
Is that a
High School Musical?
High School Musical. Okay.
Two.
I've watched that way too many times.
Oh, they were great. He realized his love for the theater.
Where'd they meet? Like on a, they were like skiing?
New Year's. Yes, yeah. At a ski lodge on New Year's.
Yeah, and they sang together. That was good. And then finally, my favorite couple is Danny and Sandy.
Oh, that's from Greece.
Mm-hmm. From Greece. My favorite couple.
I don't know.
They're the
about
best.
That.
They're iconic. Danny and Sandy. Can't you just see them there?
She
and
had to
black.
Change herself.
Yeah. The moral of Greece is terrible. Change yourself for a guy. That's a terrible point. But they're perfect together. They fall back
only
in love.
Only if she changes herself.
Yes, correct. Danny's not changing. He changes a little, but.
Playing the rom com of your life, who do you cast?
Like, who I cast as me or who I cast as my love interest?
I mean, if they're supposed to look like me, obviously Zac Efron.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
she's kidding. I'm just kidding.
Pop that Everyone. Shirt off, Nick.
I'm just kidding.
Look at those abs.
Yeah.
There are 12 abs on Nick Adams. That is insane.
Who plays me?
I would like to be Zoe, played by Zooey Deschanel. Yeah, but I know I'm not that adorable.
I can see that. I can see that, though.
But I like the quirkiness.
Do y'all remember Varsity Blues? You know, the guy named Tweeter? Who's on that show? Jeremy's friends have always called him Tweeter.
He looks
a lot like that dude.
His name is Scott Kahn.
He's also in The Vow, so I would have to go with Scott Kahn and Rachel McAdams for me. No, I don't look like her, but that's who I would like to.
Want.
Mm-hmm. Good ones.
Yep. Anna, do you have one?
She doesn't look at me at all or anything, but I am a big fan of Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. I love her.
And I'll go with the standard dude answer. I want Ryan Reynolds to play me.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
Which is just, you know, okay. Kara told me the other day that I look like Leonardo DiCaprio, and I told her that she was dumb.
She's blinded by love.
If I can squint, I can see that maybe.
Maybe if you could turn the light off.
Like, barely open your eyes. Like, that's
and
Leonardo
like turn
DiCaprio.
My head like a little bit.
Oh, that was one of the craziest things she's ever said.
Hey, Jeremy Renner, maybe.
Let me close my eyes.
I'll take that all day.
Who would play your girlfriend?
She looks a little like, everybody tells her, Rachel McAdams, but I think she looks a little bit like Heather Graham.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can see that.
I think that Heather Graham would be my choice, and then if that were the case, then I'd go ahead and just play me so that I could make out with Heather. Hey, that's a big enough laugh. I'll count that as a win for me. That's the out. We're done here. If you want to hear the end of the podcast, go back and listen to the middle, because that's where I said it. Thank you so much for hanging out. Talk to you guys later. That's Debatable.
Thanks, Trey.
Thanks, Trey.
Woo-hoo!